Asbestos policy. 1. Purpose and scope. 1.1. This policy sets out the Trust's approach to asbestos management. It should be read in conjunction with the Asbestos Management Plan. 1.2. Papworth Trust, PT, has a legal duty to ensure the health and safety of our employees, tenants, leaseholders and other stakeholders in relation to the management of asbestos-containing materials within our housing, domestic, stock, communal areas and commercial premises. We will carry out this duty by complying with the requirements of the Control of Asbestos Regulations, CAR, 2012, the Health and Safety at Work Act, HSWA, 1974 and other associated legislation. 1.3. The duty holder is the chief executive with duties in respect of the development and implementation of the policy and management plan delegated to the director of operations and the head of property. 1.4. This policy covers all property owned or managed by the trust. 2. Management of asbestos. 2.1. PT will maintain an asbestos management plan that shows how we deal with asbestos containing components in our properties. 2.2. PT will ensure that all staff responsible for management of asbestos receive appropriate and adequate training relevant to their role. 2.3. PT will ensure that appropriate documentation /training is available as relevant and appropriate per job role for any staff who would need to be aware of asbestos and action they should take. 2.4. PT will raise awareness with tenants and customers as appropriate of asbestos-containing materials that may be present in their homes and actions they can take. 2.5. PT will ensure that all contractors are made aware of possible asbestos-containing components within our property portfolio. 2.6. PT will require all contractors to be appropriately trained and abide by the relevant legislation and only work with asbestos to the level and degree they are trained. 2.7. PT will maintain a register of the asbestos status of our properties. The register will include any actions required to manage the asbestos. This register will be saved on the Pyramid database. 2.8. Any property where no information is held will be subject to an asbestos management survey, AMS, or refurbishment and demolition survey, R&D. 2.9. Surveys stated in 2.8 will be carried out by appropriately trained and qualified consultants /contractors and they will use a risk-based system to prioritize actions. 2.10. Removal of asbestos will be carried out by suitably trained, competent contractors /internal team, and licensed where required contractors. 2.11. Job sheets will contain asbestos information for internal or external works personnel. 2.12. Where tenants notify us that they wish to carry out improvements to their homes, we will provide them with details of the asbestos status of their property and advise them on any precautions they need to take. 3. Newly acquired sites. 3.1. The asset surveyor, housing, facilities operations supervisor, commercial, will arrange for an AMS on all new sites. 3.2. The data will be added to the register and actions taken in accordance with the management plan. 4. Reporting. 4.1. This policy is owned by the Senior Business Manager Property Maintenance and will be reviewed as per document control below and legislative change. 4.2. The organizational key performance indicators, KPIs, are reported monthly and highlight properties compliant with checks and repeat checks. 4.3. Reporting on concerns and issues are listed within the management plan. 5. Document control. Author Senior Business Manager Property. Approvers Head of Property /Tenant Scrutiny Panel. Date June 2019. Next review date June 2022. Version number 2.0. 6. Version tracker. Version number 2.0. Date the 17th of June 2019. Comments /reason for issue, revised policy.